Good morning to you, and the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. Several things you might note is our order of service is printed in the bulletin that has the hymns and everything, and the announcements are at the end of it. Once we are done with the service, you're more than welcome to take those homes with you, or you can put them in the recycle on your way out. Also for offerings, if you do have an offering, you can put it in the box in the back on the way in or on the way out. And as you notice, with the new ordinance from the city that went into place Friday at 5, that mask, so as we move in and out, that's why the masks are asked to be on. As we move about from hither and thither and keep our 6 feet apart. We will continue to live stream at the 8 o'clock service as best we can. And let's see, there's something going on today. Something at 3. Oh, yes. I get to say a young feller, the pastor-elect, Joseph McCauley. He will be installed and ordained at the 3 o'clock service. Following that, we will have a reception, and the reception will be downstairs. There will be boxed lunches. Everything's boxed up so that you can have that. And if you're wondering, that fellow, you get a sneak peek. He's over here in the front row. So I do question his Lutheranism being near the front. So I was sure he'd be in the back, but hey, what we'll do. His mom and dad is with him. It's good to have you here, and it is truly a blessing. And we look forward to that installation ordination today. God's blessings be with you as we are now called and gathered around his word. Peace. I invite you to stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is merciful and gracious. As for man, his days are like grass. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, to those who keep his covenant. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is merciful and gracious. The Lord be with you. Let us pray to the Lord. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, and learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and the bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall be accomplished that which I propose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains of the hills before you shall break forth in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name of the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord. I invite you to stand as we sing the Alleluia for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of the soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away, and other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away that what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed fears, bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, another 60, and another 30.
This is the Gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the triune God with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I have you, Holy Spirit, all in the Church, the union of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated, and we sing hymn 577, the first two stanzas. The children may be seated for the children's message, and I will do that from up here, and the children can remain in their seats. So Jesus went into the boat in the Sea of Galilee. And the crowds gathered around. He went out of the boat and he taught from there. And the people, crowd, stayed on the beaches. And as Jesus taught, he taught them in parables. Now, parables are a thing where they use earthly things, like sowing and growing. And what he's really talking about, though, is not so much farming, as he's talking about something eternal and higher, something, a gift from him. So today, he tells the parable. And the parable that we have is the sower goes out. And when the sower goes out, he takes seed. And he throws it on the path. When he throws it, it lands on the path, a walkway, almost like a sidewalk. And when it lands there, it becomes bird feed. Can't grow roots. Birds come down, they sweep and they eat it. They enjoy it. And he takes some of the seeds, and when he throws it out, it lands on rocky soil. Now, does much grow on rocky soil? Would much grow on there? No, in fact, if there's a little dirt, it might grow a little bit. But the roots aren't very deep, so when the sun comes out and the heat and the scorching heat comes, it withers and dies. Then he says he takes seed. And some of the seed falls, and it falls among thorns and thistles, among weeds. Well, the problem with that is as it tries to grow and push its way up, it can't get the nutrients it needs because the other things are taking it up, and it chokes it out. But some of the seed falls on good soil. What happens when you plant? Have any of you planted a garden to put seed? And what happens? Put it in good soil, and it grows, and it grows, and you water it in the sun, and it sprouts. And if it is a vegetable, then when it's all blossomed and fruited out, you get to eat. This is one of those parables, one of those sayings that Jesus talks about, where he actually tells us what all the things, what it means. He doesn't always do that. So remember, he's talking about seeds and rocks and all that. But what is he really talking about? Well, he's talking about the Word of God. It says the Word of God
when it goes out, has to do with our faith in Christ in our soul. He says sometimes the Word of God is put out there and people hear it. What was that? And they hear it, but they don't understand. And the devil comes along and takes it away and doesn't do them any good. Then there are others who hear the Word of God and they start to understand and it begins to grow. But what happens when pressures of the world come? When the pressures start coming, they don't hold on to the Word or Christ. And they become frightened and fear drives them of things of the world. And it's gone again. Then it says the other one is the seed goes out there, but other thing distracted. Maybe it's sports, or maybe it's the money, or maybe it's schooling. I just don't have time for that kind of idea. And because of that, they forget that we're a Word of God. God says, don't ever forget it. Hold on to His Word. And you see, what God does is give us a place, and He calls it church. And there, we may grow and grow in our faith in Christ. We grow in faith by first realizing, oh, there are things I do I shouldn't do. And what does He do then? We grow as He says, I forgive you in Jesus. Shows His compassion and love. Those are big words and big things that happen, but it all comes down to this. God's Word is for you. Hold on to it tight, for there God will show His grace and His love in Jesus for you. We sing our next two stanzas. Let's hear again the Word of God which engages us in the sermon, and it's Isaiah 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, and giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, and it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be to you dearly beloved of the Lord. Have you ever gone outside and it just is a hot day, especially like in this last week, and it begins to rain, and it's a light rain, and at first it comes down and it feels so refreshing, doesn't it? And then as you watch it, that water comes down, that earth, and as it becomes harder, it goes down into the ground, and the earth just soaks it up. And then the plants soak it up too. And if you have planted a garden before, like we have at our house, is I can water the plants from the hose, and the plants do okay. They don't do bad.
But boy, when it rains, it's almost as you can see it grow. Overnight, it will just grow. It soaks up all that nutrients that are in there and the minerals that are in that rainwater and drinks it up. And I look forward to that because then I can pick tomatoes for my tomato plants. And it tastes good. Well, today it uses as a comparison. Now I want you to put in your head for a moment. I want you to picture rain coming down from heaven, and as it comes down from the clouds, it stops right at 5 feet and then goes right on back up. Got that in your head? Well, let's do a little bit more. Let's suppose that rain comes down and goes all the way to an inch of the ground, stops, and goes right back up. Well, in either case, you'll get the same result. The earth does not soak up the waters. The plants do not grow. And they'll begin to wither because they are not getting the rain that they need. They don't need, though, they need the nutrients. And it's a silly thing to spot, but we know in our heads, we've seen rain come before. It comes down from heaven, comes down to the earth, and it soaks it up. And if you look at today's lesson, what a wonderful image it gives to us. It says to us these words, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth." So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It comes down as rain comes to the earth or snow and falls on the earth and the earth soaks it up. It's not that the word of God comes so far and then shoots back. In fact, it says, "My word will not be empty. It shall accomplish what I sent it to do and it will be successful. It will succeed." God's word does what it says. And whether that is the word goes out to show us the sinners that we are and how much we then need a Savior, how much we need a Jesus. And it also shows us the Jesus who gave himself. It accomplishes that. But let's take a closer look. So his word goes out from his mouth. And you can do a quick run through Scripture. And I suggest that sometime you may want to do this. You can look a lot of times in the back of your Bibles. And there you'll find an index. And you can look up the word, word. And then you can run through Scripture. Kind of like letting a dog loose when they first get out. You let my dog out of the house, sniffing everywhere. Everything, find a bush, sniff the bush. Find the grass, sniff the grass. Okay, we'd stop everything everywhere we could if it was up to my dog. But we can look around and sniff into Scripture and smell it. Get to know what God says about his word. But since you probably don't want to go through every Bible passage right now, because we have a 3 o'clock appointment, how about if I go through just a few of them? Matthew 4:4. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Or from Luke 2. "Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." Or Acts 10. "The Spirit fell on them who heard the word." Or Romans 10. "Faith comes by hearing the word of Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 1. "Believe the word to be the power of God." And also in from 1 Corinthians, "What no eye has seen, no ear has heard, what no man can conceive, imagine, the Holy Spirit reveals through the word of God." The wonderful love that God has for us and the saving act that he does. Ephesians, "Sanctified by washing of water and word." You see, all the things the word does, it also redeems us. Through the word, we are baptized and made his own. Through the word, receive the body and blood of the Lord. Through the word, we are forgiven. Through the word, we are redeemed. Through the word, we are loved. Through the word, you get the idea. And that's why in Colossians, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you." This word that is a gift from him. That external word that we cannot find in ourselves comes to us as he reveals it. Now, it also says to us, or what we also need to realize, pardon me, is that without the word, what do we have? We have no peace. We have no hope. Without the word, we have no forgiveness. Without the word, we have no sanctification. Without the word, we have no baptism. Without the word, we have no body and blood of Christ. Without the word, we have no church. For the word gathers around, or the church gathers around the word, receives the word. If I take the word out of this church, what do we have? A bunch of people getting together, wagging their tongues. That's all we have. Oh, we might come up with a good plan here or there. Maybe have some fun. I don't know. But what we won't have is the church. So when God says to us, my word, he means his word. He doesn't mean that person's word or that person's word. He doesn't mean that person's feelings or that person's emotions. He doesn't mean that person's will or that person's desires. He means my word. The church is built on the word, not emotions and feelings. Those are fine, but the church is not built on that. The church does not gather around that. My word has a purpose. It actually accomplishes what it says it will do. It's not a magical kind of incantation. Ooh, I have this thing. You watch these shows and we're going to make something happen, and all we have to do is find the secret words. A magical hocus pocus. No. What we have is God's words that actually does what it says it's going to do. If God's word, and we'll see a little bit more of this in a little bit, says your sins are forgiven, guess what? Your sins are forgiven. If God says you have eternal life, then guess what? You have eternal life. And we especially see when it says it goes out with its purpose, when we see that the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. For there the Word, we see that what His will is and the purpose of His Word is to bring salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ, to the world, to you, to me. And the thing is, God's Word is not a novel. Although I like novels, it's not a blog, it's not a tweet, it's not a text, it's not an email. It is, the Word of God stands so much different than to all those things. You know what they say, people get upset about tweets. They're just words, people. This is what I can do. Well, I guess if it's a tweet, I better go like that, right? Cover my eyes. I don't have to see it. I don't pay attention. Has anybody in here not paid attention to the words of news? There are some people who go, I haven't listened to the news in 2 weeks. And I'm better for it. But when it comes to the Word of God is different. The Word of God will carry out. And that's something I can't ignore. And we won't be better for it. Because the Word of God is for us, even in our moments, and especially in our moments of weakness, when we find out it does carry and promise to say what it does. How many of you are going to heaven? How many of you are not sure if you're going to heaven? You see, sometimes people get upset if you say you're sure you're going to heaven. Well, how can you say you're going to heaven? I know you. I've seen your tweets. You know, if I look at me too, I wouldn't be so sure. I'd scratch my head and I'd wonder. But when I look at the Word that became flesh, there is no doubt. We live in a time of doubt and fear. It's caused in confusion of this pandemic. But God's Word does not bring doubt and fear. Instead, because of Jesus Christ, it says that you shall go out with joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills before you shall break forth in singing, and the trees in the field shall clap their hands. And instead of a thorn, you shall come up with a cypress. Instead of the briar, you shall come up with myrtle. And it shall make the name of the Lord everlasting, a sign that shall not be cut off. Blogs and newspapers and all that in, but the words of the Lord last, endures forever. And that word is yours, for God has given to you in Christ Jesus. The next time that you see rain come upon this earth, and we're beginning to wonder when, watch closely. And I'm going to bet you see that it goes all the way to the ground and doesn't stop. And it soaks in. And let that be a reminder that the Word of God goes forth and does what it accomplished. He had set it out to accomplish. And what he set it out to accomplish is that you would be saved in Jesus, and me too, and the world. May the grace of God rain upon you richly in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to stand as we sing the offertory.
As God has blessed us and brought us forth before his very throne of grace, in our prayers we also pray for Tanner Smith. And Tanner was married to Amanda, and unfortunately, I know it wasn't my Amanda, but unfortunately I don't know her last name, but I would like to place them in our prayers. And also that Sharon, who's Kara Nieder John's aunt, she is actually on hospice, so we'll pray for her also. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Holy Lord, Almighty God, you are the strength of the hills and the hope of the ends of the earth. Give to our hearts your perfect peace, that we may not be anxious nor live in fear, but rest all our hopes, dreams, and desires upon your merciful goodness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, mighty God, you send forth water upon the earth, that it may bring forth abundant fruit and feed our bodies with all that we need. Help us to be wise and faithful in the use of the rich bounty of the earth, that the poor may be supplied, and that we never fail to give thanks to you for all you have given us for this body and life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, mighty God, your word will not return to you empty. but will accomplish your purpose in sending it. By your Holy Spirit, make our hearts good soil for your word to be planted, that we may give evidence of a sturdy faith and show forth in our lives the good works you have called us to do. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Lord, mighty God, your Spirit accompanies the witness of your people. Speak your word before the world. Grant success to the missionary and mission planter, and to every pastor and church worker, that those who hear may believe, and those who believe may bear the good fruit and the faith in their lives. And we especially pray that you would be with our pastor-elect, Joseph McCauley, as he is ordained and installed in this congregation this day. Lord, in your mercy, Holy God, mighty Lord, you have given power over the nations and those who govern to act for the good of your people. Bless our president, the Congress, our governor, and all those elected and appointed to lead us, that the justice may prevail and your people may be free to live at peace with all people. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Lord, mighty God, Heavenly Father, you establish matrimony and desire that it be kept holy. Behold, with your favor, Tanner and Amanda, who have been joined in holy matrimony. And we also pray that you would be with Ron and Lori as they celebrate their wedding anniversary. Grant them your grace that they may continue and begin their wedded life in you, according to your word, and rejoice in your strong love and enduring blessing. Lord, in your mercy, Holy God, mighty Lord, you know how weak and frail we are. Give to those afflicted in mind, body, or soul the fullness of your healing and grace, that according to your will they may be restored to health. Here is for those, for all who suffer or recovering from the pandemic and the ravages, for those who have requested our prayers, as well as for those who mourn. We especially pray for Aunt Sharon, who has been placed on hospice, for Sandra and Jim, who are hospitalized, for those recovering from surgery, illness, or injury, including Donna, Miriam, Elka, Archie, Keith, Norma, Lou, Roger, Lynn, Emma, Carol, Pollyann, Kira, Charlene, Barbara, Betty, Sophia, Larry, Richard, Michaela, Sue, Bob, Leslie, Ray, Steve, Donna, Ralph, Robin, Beth, Linda, Bob, and Jane. For those contending with health issues, including Erica, Jeff, Nicole, Arla, David, Russell, Amy, Sammy, Carol, Brandon, Alvin, Yvonne, Farah, Michelle, Lee, Michael, Julia, Weston, Tabitha, Lavono, Jessica, Emma, Alicia, Faith, Kylie, Mary, Arlene, Blake, Roberta, Bill, Shirley, Kaylee, Emma, Sarah, Anthony, Ed, Brady, Rowena, Orville, Marilyn, Chelsea, and Ruth Ann. And for those managing the effects of cancer, including Marriott, Beth, Stephanie, Connie, Joyce, Joanne, Thatcher, Ron, Jennifer, Jerry, Brianna, Linda, Louise, Jamie, David, Renee, Tom, Stephanie, Shelley, Susan, Todd, Robert, Anna, Ron, Rachel, Myra, Teresa, Nancy, Sue Ellen, Sonia, Frank, Larry, John, Judy, Carl, Donna, Amy, Susan, Kent, Al, and Jan. And also for the family of Beth, of Debbie, who has been called home to you. And for all those we name in our hearts, Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray the prayer the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.